Brian Bloodaxe, Episode 1. Written by Tony Foster. Directed by Lauren Sturgis. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
Of them. Vlad? Come in, Vlad. Could use some help here. Oh, for God's sake, Vernon, check your headset.
Sorry, sire. Ivy's got the telly on.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, I heard. Just turning down a touch, love. I just couldn't...
Never mind. Get here, quick. There's loot to be made.
Whereabouts are you?
In the canyon marked Orc Canyon on your map. And bring the others.
There aren't any.
Any what?
Others. It's just me and thee.
What? How come?
Soul Reapers on a stag do. Widowmaker's got a darts final. And Napoleon blown apart. He's still laid up with RSI.
RSI?
You know, that carpal tunnel thingy. His mouse hand's gone.
Eat my steel, vermin! Ha ha! See? They don't know what they're missing.
They're fed up, I think, Len.
Len?
I mean, sire. Sorry. Sire.
Well, I'm fed up and all. Do you know what of? Waking up to a world full of darts finals, stag nights and tangoing celebrities. All I'm asking is two nights. Two nights a week of pillage and slaughter in a godless realm with like-minded people. Is that too much?
I'm here now.
So, the least folk could do is turn up on time.
Blimey, you have been busy.
My axe blade is keen tonight, which has happened as well. Now, let's get to harvesting these livers. One more level to go.
Wow, you really have been busy.
Then the end of our quest is in sight, my elvish buddy. Another haul like this and the prize is in my grasp.
Our grasp?
Dragon sword. 50 grand.
The most fable.
Legendary.
The pinnacle.
50 grand. That might make them sit up and take notice, eh?
Well, yeah. Provided...
What?
But if you believe...
No, come on.
It's just Nigel. Widowmaker.
Spit it out.
Well, he reckons it's all a scam.
And that's why they've cried off?
No. They've got families, you know. Commitments.
Well, so have we, Vlad. So have we.
And jobs. Jobs to get up for.
All right, I'll give you that. But is it our fault we've been put out to seed? This is our chance, Vernon.
And, well, it does seem a bit of a stretch, sire. 50k. Just for playing a game.
What? So they're hedging the bets just in case? Then the moment we unlock the cash, suddenly they're not fed up anymore. Is that it?
No.
They'll still want to get their mitts on that loot, I'll wager.
No, they're crying off.
And we've done all the graft. Well, no. Thank you, but no.
No. There's another reason.
Oh, this should be good.
This euthanizer fella.
Euthanizer?
Oh, I didn't want to say out. But there's a hacker going around making trouble. Waylaying them and nicking the loot.
How do you know he's a hacker?
Because he's a kid by all accounts. And kids aren't...
Aren't allowed in Asgard. I get it. So, what's his title?
Oh, I don't know. Keith. Kelvin. Kevin. That's it. Kevin the euthanizer. Some spotty kid, probably. Throwing his weight around.
All mouth and codpiece.
Precisely.
Bit of a lightweight.
That's it.
But resourceful enough to see off Nigel and co. So, where was I while all this was...
We didn't want to make a huge...
Oh, aye. Clandestine sessions? Undermining my leadership?
Oh, no.
This is what happens, see? No wonder they can't face...
It's not like that.
Well, what is it like?
Well, all this orc slaughter, selling livers, levelling up, it's not what they signed up for.
And who made you their mouthpiece?
Nobody, I'm just...
We agreed, and it was very clear to me at the time that whoever got the highest level will be supported by the rest. Only one can claim the sword. There can be only
Look,
one.
They just wanted to enjoy...
What? Forming a splinter group? Breaking away?
The game. You know, relaxing after a hard day's graft. To bask in the Nordic sun, swim in a mountain stream, ramble through lush meadows. Fish. You can miss it all sometimes, you know. Rampaging about.
And that's how you feel too, is it?
Oh.
So let me ask you a question. What has all this basking got them? What purpose has all this rambling achieved?
Well, they've been vanquished. All the loot nicked.
All our loot, Vernon. This is a guild, not the Jesus and Mary chain. And as any noob knows, a chain is only as strong as its weak.
No,
this is a Woodstock, Vlad. It's not Greenham Common. It's a lawless tundra, full of marauders, thieves and tricksters. It's a dog-eat-giant slavering...
Well, if it's any consolation, they're sorry.
Sorry? They ought to be ashamed. You think we're the only ones after that prize? Come on, help me with this lot.
Shouldn't you get that?
Patty will. Here, I'll take the livers, you take kidneys.
Hang on, I'll see if he's finished saving the world. Len!
Tie some up with the old battle axe.
Len!
Speaking of which, two ticks, Vlad. What is it?
Your daughter.
What does she want?
Come off that for 2 minutes and find out.
No. All right, put her on speaker.
Daddy.
Vlad, won't be a sec. Don't get them mixed up.
I have to go, sire.
By Odin's beard, you and all.
Well, Downton's on and we always watch it together.
Dad, where are you?
Where do you think? Where he spends every waking hour these days.
I'm here. Vernon, please, these organs are vital.
Come in, love.
Vlad!
Dad?
Yes, what is it?
Me and some mates are going camping at the weekend and I wondered if I could borrow the car.
Again? Are your mates orphans?
What do you mean?
None of their dads drive?
Well, yeah, but we need the 7 seats. I'll be careful.
Like last time.
It's not like we ever go anywhere.
Pretty please.
Oh, all right, but no overloading. It's the Zephira, not the Megabus.
Oh, thanks. Best dad in the world.
Mwah. Lad, are you there? Oh, you little turncoat!
Len, we need to talk.
I'll just finish butchering these orcs.
Well, don't be long. I'm going up.
Why not jump on with me, eh? Be like old times. Brian and Brunhilde Bloodaxe together at last.
Cozy organ harvesting sessions? I don't think so.
Oh, it'd be nice to see you again.
I had to sell my laptop when you got laid off, remember?
Oh, aye. Your character's still here, though. All cow horns and cornbread plaits.
Oh, that's good to know.
And that tight leather bodice. We could go split screen. Come on, I budge up.
In case you haven't noticed, the hourglass is carrying a bit more sand these days. It's exercise we need.
Those tassels, remember? You got them going counterclockwise. What a move.
Len, I'm here. You can see me any time you care to look up.
Not quite the same, though, is it?
Just be sharp.
Who goes there?
Hello, Grandad. Fancy meeting you here.
I'm sorry. Do I know you? Oh, wait. Let me see. The chiseled abs, spiked thong and steroid-abused thighs, not to mention the heady stink of testosterone. Kevin, I presume?
Kevin's the name. Euthanizing's the game. Brian Bloodaxe, I take it.
How do you know me?
Your reputation precedes you. as does your level, 49. Wow, you really have been burning the midnight oil since I last checked.
And why would you be checking?
Well, I like to keep one eye on what you coffin dodgers are up to. And I call it care of the community, mate.
That's sire to you.
So where's your Zimmer frame protection crew? Tucked up with their Horlicks?
I don't need protection from you, sonny.
That's funny. That's what your cronies said before I schooled them and took their lunch money.
Listen, bum fluff. I don't know what crack in the internet you crawled out from, but Asgard is a mature realm for mature gamers. So why not find somewhere more age-appropriate? Kindergarten, perhaps.
Oh, and I was feeling generous. You know, I might have even let you live after relieving you of your worldly goods.
Look, you may have got lucky with Widowmaker and co, but I think you'll find me a different proposition.
Okay, then what? Wet Kleenex?
You caught me off guard, that's all.
Just doing my job, old-timer.
Why can't you just leave us alone, eh?
Because oldies don't belong in guilds. Hell, they don't even belong in video games. They belong on allotments or walking round lakes with little spaniels. You know, word of advice, know your place.
Listen, pal, I was in Baghdad when you were in your dad's bag.
What does that even mean?
It means I was unlocking achievements and fragging noobs before you were born.
And yet here you are, oozing between my toes like so much Viking slush and... Oh, are those for me? Oh, I do love a good liver.
Not good enough to play with your own sort, isn't it? You're like one of those able-bodied folk who cheat their way into the Paralympics.
At least I'm not some decrepit geezer clinging to his past glories and thinking that being good in a game compensates for his failure at life.
You're jealous. Why don't you focus on raising your own level?
Because I'm having too much fun lowering yours. Besides, level isn't everything, as I've just proved. I've got something you'll never have.
Oh, aye? And what's that, besides a scorching case of acne?
Youth, skill, panther-like reflexes, and a kick-ass rig.
Kick-ass what?
It's a computer, Grandad. Megahertz up the wazoo. Get with the program. It's all about the quad core and the frame rates.
Rubbish. How does a faster computer help you?
Well, what makes athletes run fast, Captain 8-Bit?
Training, focus, discipline, a good engine.
Yeah. But what makes them run really fast?
You mean steroids? You're on drugs.
Virtual drugs. Digital steroids. Stronger, faster, harder, further. And no Olympic oath to swear or pissing in a bottle.
That's cheating. You're nothing but a dirt...
How I beat you isn't important, Blood Axe. What matters is you are my bitch. And if you ever think I haven't the balls to prove it, then...
Oh, no. No, not that.
Just picture them settling over your cold, dead eyes again and again and again and again and again and again.
Oh, I was just dropping off.
I've been abused, Patty. Teabagged.
Teabagged?
You know, when an opponent squats over you and simulates draping their... over you...
Never mind. I don't want to know. You're here now.
So juvenile. I have never been
what
so...
What happened to us, eh? All we said we'd do once the kids left home... Weekends away, the lakes, the motorhome.
Well, they haven't left, have they? Just transported the bedroom across town.
Well, they're going to have to get used to us not being at their beck and call.
What do you mean?
Oh, who's this now at this hour?
I'll give you two guesses. Ross, it's a bad line. A gig? Where? Scotland. Oh, sorry, mate. Jane's already bagged it. But nothing. You might have mentioned some festival, but you didn't say...
Give it to me. It's the middle of the night, Ross. Well, you'll have to sort it out between you. Have you been drinking? I don't know and I don't care. Draw straws.
See what I mean?
Well, either way, like I say, they'll have to learn some independence while we're not here.
What do you mean, not here?
Our endowment matures tomorrow. I'm putting a deposit on a camper van and we're going skiing.
Skiing? We've never so much as roller skated.
Spending the kids' inheritance, Len. S-K-I. Ski.
What's brought all this on?
Oh, look at us. Waiting for them to fly the nest so we can start living. Except it turned out we raised a couple of homing pigeons.
Well, we were all like that at first. Give it time.
They've had time. It's become a way of life for them now. And it suddenly became obvious tonight, looking at the back of your head for the third evening straight.
What?
It'll just have to be us who fly.
But
what?
What about...
You'd better not be about to say, what about Asgard?
It's just the money.
Yeah, well, Nigel reckons...
Screw Nigel and his naysayers. It's real. Enough for two campervans.
Even supposing there was money, Len. Yeah, past it, love. Face facts.
I'm in my gaming pride.
Decline. It's staring you in the face, just like that kid's cheesy...
That was... I'm telling you. This dragon sword is worth 50 grand. And I'm this close.
Skiing, Len. That's where we're going. No swords, no dragons, no headsets. Real skies, real lakes, real life.
24 hours, that is all I need.
Oh, good night, Len.
24 hours and a kick-ass rig.
A what?
Kevin's right. It's been holding me back.
Kevin?
It's all about, quad rates and... frame cores and...
Oh, you've lost it, haven't you?
The computer's old, Patty. It needs replacing.
It's you's old, Len. You.
It's my money too. Don't I get a say?
And it's you'll need replacing if you touch a penny. Capiche?
There's an offer on that PC Planet.
Oh, good night, Len.
Come on!
Well, you're an early bird, Cher. Imagine she.
You could say that. What's the kick-assest rig you've got?
You'll never guess. They've cut my hours again at the supermarket. I'm light on spends.
You'll just not have to go then, will you?
It's only till...
You need the next handout. I know. You still haven't paid me back from last time.
Double or quits?
Jane, I'm tired of subsidising you and your brother. Your father's not earning. I'm holding down two jobs, taking up the slack. I could really do without having to give you lots of...
Oh... Sounds like you need a holiday.
Well, as it happens...
You're going away? Where to?
The bank is all you need to know.
Oh, perfect. Around 100 should do it. See you at lunchtime.
Jane!
Ross, I'm mega busy.
The lads are counting on me, Dad.
You know what Mum said?
You'll put a word in for me, though, eh? Men, together.
It's not as straightforward as that.
You're right. You never go out, what's up?
Never mind. I have to...
Will you be home by lunch?
Yes. No.
Great. See you then.
Life and death, Vlad. Nothing more, nothing less. We need that dragon sword today.
But you've still to reach level 50.
Precisely. And you know what that means.
Orcs.
We need uninterrupted gaming time and lots of it.
Why the sudden rush?
Well, let's just say the
Stakes have been raised considerably.
And why do you sound all echoey?
I'm in the attic. I'll explain as we go.
Look, I can't be too long. Ivy's at the Chiropodist.
My luck is Long John's. There's 50 grand at stake.
I'm sorry. It's the best I could do at short notice.
We pull this off today and she can have new feet.
But what about the rest?
Of Ivy.
Of the Guild. What about Soul Reaper and Widowmaker and...
What about them? Haven't we had this discussion? Are they here?
Well, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, sire.
They've no commitment, lad. No heart. And they've given me nothing but trouble with the trout tickling and skinny dipping.
Trouble?
Setbacks, lad. Problems, issues. And now this bloody Kevin.
You've met him, then?
It's not important now. We have to...
You still haven't told me why the hurry. What's at stake?
Everything. My gaming pride, my children's future, even my marriage. Now, make haste, my blue-skinned compadre. Carpe diem!
All of it, please.
Certainly, madam. Are you going anywhere nice?
Skiing.
Ooh, Swiss Alps are lovely this time of year, I've heard.
Well, we'll start on Windermere and we'll take it from there.
Oh, water skiing. How adventurous.
That's me and Len. Never a dull moment.
A recent transaction seems to have cleared most of the balance, I'm afraid.
What? How recent?
This morning... At PC Planet, a card payment.
Oh!
Do you think you may have been victim of a fraud, Mrs. Tattersall?
I think I just bloody might.
Ross, what are you doing here?
Same as you, I'll bet. I need the car.
But it's all been arranged.
Well, Dad promised me weeks ago. He's just forgotten.
Well, we'll see, won't we? They're out. They never go out.
Why do you think I'm sitting out here?
I don't know, Ross. Trimming the begonias? Move aside.
Oh, I've already looked under there. Spare keys are gone.
Something's going on.
Yeah, it's almost like they've shut us out. Deliberately.
My mum said she was going to the bank. I'll ring her.
Straight to answer phone. Same as Dad. I did get a text from him, though.
What's it say?
Oh, get off. Oh.
No time to spare, sorry. All my orcs are in one basket. See you in Valhalla. Valhalla?
Yeah, you know, Viking heaven.
He's gonna top himself.
Oh, no, that game of his, where him and his mates prance around making spells and practising discrimination against lesser humanoids.
I see your mouth moving, but no sense is coming out. Thankfully, Mum will be here soon.
You spoke to her?
I sure did. Oh, it's her. Tell your dad I'm through bankrolling his lunatic schemes, selling the car and going skiing on my own.
Skiing? Oh, well, neither of us gets a car now.
Skiing? She can't just swan off. What about this laundry?
Look, they've obviously had a row.
Well, well done, brother. You'll be walking and chewing gum at the same time next. Sky's...
But listen. You hear that?
What? Your brain turning over? Oh, I can smell smoke. Oh, get off me!
Look, dial back the sass and face the eaves. Here.
You're hurting her.
Listen!
What is it?
That's his game. He's in there.
I knew it. Open up. We know you're in there. Come on, Ross, back me up. Or we can forget everything we might have been entitled to. Ever.
Well, what do you mean?
This is our birthright they're squandering. And I've just figured out what she means by skiing.
Open up.
We need to talk to you. It's really important. Oh, he's deliberately ignoring us. Hold up in that Valhalla place.
It's Asgard.
Hmm?
Where he plays. Asgard. The game's called Vikings of Valhalla, but the realm is...
Well, wherever it is, we need to get to him. Stop this madness.
Oh,
I know. Shin up the drainpipe.
Oh, there's no point. Windows are all shut.
Oh.
Lobbed pebbles at them and everything.
Well, we'll just have to beat him at his own game.
What do you mean?
Well, you said yourself, mincing about, making spells. How hard can it be?
Well, pretty hard without a computer, though.
Oh, what's that geeky joint Dad used to take us to when we were younger? His idea of a family day out.
Geeky joint?
Yes, you know, internet cafe.
Oh, spam filter. Why?
Right, come on. This isn't over. See you in Valhalla, Dad. Well, all right then.
You have been listening to Brian Bloodaxe, Episode 1, written by Tony Foster, directed by Lauren Sturgis, starring Anthony Bessick as Len and Brian Bloodaxe, D.G. Jones as Vernon and Vlad the Inhaler, Julie Root as Patty, Megan Porter as Jane, Tom Sturgis as Ross, and Charlie Hiscock as Kevin and the Euthanizer.